This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress top leaders agree on key issues of party's 14th upcoming general convention. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deubai and CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal held a meeting regarding cabinet expansion. Additional 1,857 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed in Nepal today. 27 corona-related deaths confirmed to date itself. And Bangladesh boat accident kills at least 21 people. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the Nepali Congress have forged a consensus on various issues regarding party's 14th upcoming general convention. The consensus was raised on the issues of the work schedule, active membership and election directives, among others. Leader Prakash Man Singh said the discussion held between party president Sherbahadur Deubai and Ramchandra Pujal agreed to resolve the disputes of active membership and publish the name list. The duo also forged consensus to address the demands of party district party presidents and create the environment for the general convention. Leader Singh said the Deubai and Pujal agreed to organize party's ward-level convention on the same day in all 6,743 wards across the country. Some district presidents of NC have been staging a sit-in at the party central office seeking an amendment to the election guidelines and release the name list of the party's active members. The party has already released the name of active members of 48 districts and preparations are on to release the name list from all the districts within 1 or 2 days. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deubai and CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda held a meeting today. The meeting was held at Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwata this morning. According to Prime Minister's secretariat, the two leaders held a comprehensive discussion on giving complete shape to the government. The cabinet has not gained a full shape, though it has been a long time since the formation of the coalition government. The public health experts have said the third wave of COVID-19 may depend on the behavior of the people. The public health experts' statements came amid the health ministry's warning of likely arrival of third wave of COVID-19 from after 1 month. However, the experts have warned of high risk of infection as the festivals are approaching and people's movement is increasing. A total of 1,857 new cases of COVID-19 infection have been reported in Nepal today. According to Ministry of Health and Population, 1,516 cases were confirmed while conducting PCR test of 9,409 samples. Similarly, 341 new cases were confirmed out of 3,767 samples of antigen test. Likewise, 2,222 people recovered from the virus infection today. The health ministry confirmed 27 corona-related deaths in the last 24 hours. CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says efforts of youth is crucial to make the socialist movement successful. Inaugurating the National Assembly of the Young Communist League that kicked off from today, Chairman Dahal said the party had provisioned 20% quotas for young leadership in every committees of the party. Chairman Dahal also stressed on the need of enhancing the leadership capacity of youths with the purpose of leading the socialism. CPN UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli has said they would collectively respond the conspiracies against him from the upcoming elections by garnering a majority. Addressing a program organized by UML Municipal Committee at Mahalakshmi Municipality in Lalitpur today, Chairman Wali said the formation of new party led by Madhav Kumar Nepal would not inflict to his party anymore. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupees, mutton khana 200 rupees. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khand has directed the line ministry officials to get proactively engaged in the rescue and relief operations across the country. Talking to chiefs of security agencies and chief district officers today, Minister Khand directed them to place high alertness in the rescue and relief operations considering the huge loss caused by the monsoon-induced disasters. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Kanendra Bahadur Kharge has said that the cabinet would get full shape soon. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, Minister Kharge clarified that the cabinet would get full shape soon after holding discussion with other political parties. He also said talks were underway with other parties to get them into government for the sake of political stability and sustainable development. The law minister further said discussions would be held on the ordinance relating to political parties in upcoming parliamentary session as it was earlier introduced as per the necessity and compulsion. More than 24 of houses in different places of Sirar district have been waterlogged due to incessant rainfall. The houses of Betoni of Golbaja Municipality 12 have been inundated when the flooded water snaked into the village, breaking the embankment of pond following the incessant rainfall. And locals are reported to have been taking shelter at neighbors' houses after swollen pond water submerged into their settlement. The government has rescued 8 more Nepalese from Afghanistan today. The Minister of Foreign Affairs said 34 Nepalese waiting for rescue flights from Kabul were also shifted to safer place on today itself. The Ministry has repeatedly requested those stranded in Afghanistan to register their details in the online portal run by Department of Consular Service, Situation Room of Foreign Ministry and Nepali Embassy in New Delhi. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now to some international updates. At least 21 people have been killed and dozens remain missing as a boat packed with passengers and a sand-laden cargo ship collided in a lake in eastern Bangladesh. The boat was repeatedly carrying some 60 passengers when the incident occurred on Friday in a lake in the town of Vijayanagar. Officials said the cargo ship's steel tip and boat collided, causing the passenger vessel to capsize. However, it is not clear how many people were on board at the time of collision and exactly how many remain missing. The U.S. intelligence community has been unable to determine the origin of COVID-19 and is split on whether it leaked from the lab or developed in nature, according to a report. The report issued by the office that oversees the nation's 18 spy agencies did conclusively determine that it was not developed as a biological weapon. Experts warn that time is running out of gather evidence of its beginnings. China's foreign minister has dismissed the report as anti-science. The report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence said the intelligence community remains divided on COVID's most likely origin. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. And there are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress top leaders agree on key issues of party's 14th upcoming general convention. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba and CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda held a meeting regarding cabinet expansion. Additional 1,857 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed in Nepal today. 27 corona-related deaths confirmed today itself. And Bangladesh boat accident killed at least 21 people. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.